People in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence today mark an anniversary. It was 1 year ago today when overpressurized natural gas lines owned by the utility Columbia Gas sparked a series of explosions and fires. A Lawrence man was killed. More than 130 buildings were destroyed or damaged. To mark this day, we spoke with Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera, who told us there's still a lot of work to do for the city to fully recover.
Today, we're going to announce how we're going to phase across 4 years to fix every street and sidewalk that was disrupted. So that is the final leg, the fixing of the final scars, visible scars of the event. So, you know, we have some ways to go. But at the end of the day, the mental and the psychological impact really is what's going to be a long time before we get right.
The utility Columbia Gas promised $1 billion to the restoration. It paid $80 million directly to Lawrence Andover and North Andover, and about half of that went directly to your city, Lawrence. Has it proven to be enough?
I think it's tough to, with a straight face, you know, look at that number and be ungrateful for it. But what I'll say is I think that, you know, given all that they put us through, that was at the least they could have done. That's the cost of doing business. I think a company with more heart would have done more.
Would you then look for more?
No, we have a settlement with them on our issues for the city, but they're coming through with a class action settlement too. A judge is looking at the class action settlement. And so all that stuff considered, it's, I think the spigot is going to go dry sometime soon. They dealt with this, Columbia Gas dealt with this, like, you know, a corporation dealing with other corporations. And really, we are not that. We're a community of people, 85,000 souls. They impacted half of those people in a negative way, and, you know, it's just how they did business, and I think that was just unfortunate.
Do you trust Columbia Gas now?
I don't. I don't. I think they've lost that trust. I think time after time they've done things that were only in their best interest and no one else's best interest. But that's not to say that the rank-and-file workers, the people on the line, are bad workers, or they're all working in this huge, you know, scheme against the communities. I think that the workers of Columbia Gas are good people, and they work their tails off every day to help our community. It's just at the sea level, I think that they have really missed the boat on making this less antagonistic and less a fight about the bottom line. And also, you know, it's how do you make sure that people work safely if somebody does something wrong? You got to discipline them for it. And they have not been disciplined for this. They paid a lot of money out, you know, but when you have $300 million in profits, now, that's not revenue, that's just profits. I'm sure that this whole impact is stuff that they have money for, especially with the insurance. I think they should lose their license, because people who have the responsibility and really the pleasure of having a license to do this business in the city, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, they should know that if you mess with safety, if it causes one person to lose their life or one person to have harm to life or property, that you will lose your license. And I'm not sure we've sent that message yet.
What about the relationship with city residents? How do you restore faith in city infrastructure after something like this happens? And have you been able to do that?
I don't think we have a choice but to be trustful of the infrastructure when it comes to gas utility, because it's the only way we heat our homes. And so there is a little bit of a leap of faith here. You know, they're charging us money again. We're still getting our bills. And so our expectation is that they're going to do what they're supposed to do.
Let me ask about businesses in Lawrence that were impacted in a big way by the explosions. Have they recovered? Is business back to where it was, so to speak, before the explosions?
This really, you know, knocked them down. Our businesses across the three communities have really had a hard time to come back. Some of them didn't. You know, we had 11 businesses go out of business, family businesses, a couple daycares and grocery stores, bodegas that we call them here, that just couldn't get back on their feet.
Have you spoken to leaders with other communities about how to respond and prevent something like this from happening again?
Yeah, I think the state and the governor's office have done a really great job of doing after-action reports and after-action reviews to ensure that all the things that went wrong and then we were prepared for, that we are better prepared for in the future. We're making investments and making sure we have the right apparatus, the right facilities to deal with this nature of a problem, and so we're doing that all the time. We were doing that before, too. I'm not sure we were ready for gas to blow up all these houses all at one time, but we're always prepared for natural disasters because we have such strong winters, and we live in and around a lot of water. And so I think we're better always prepared for natural disasters, but man-made disasters are ones it's hard to dream up. And I'm sure that this one specifically was not something we ever dreamed would happen.
So what's your big takeaway lesson, Ben, for yourself as the top city administrator in the past year?
It's one that, you know, we did this together as a community, that the community rose to the occasion, patient with everything that was going on, so that the community does come together in those times you definitely need it. And ours definitely showed that. And I think we all loved that in the end, what was seen about Lawrence specifically and then North Andover and Andover was that, you know, we are a community. We are so connected and that we could get through something like this. You know, and the second thing that we're fighters too, and people are still fighting for their claims, and we're still fighting for, you know, to be treated honestly by the utility and making sure that everybody gets made whole as best they can.
Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera, thanks a lot for speaking with us, and good luck today.
Thank you.